Look at the couple behind us. I mean, save some for the men's room stall, am I right?
I'm having a really good time.
What?
I'm having a really good time! I think we need more drinks. Would you like a Jack and Coke? Or maybe just a Jack?
Oh, no, if you're calling me, then the date's not going well.
I'm not crazy, right? He did hunt me down and beg me to go out with him?
Nothing again? Well, maybe he's not feeling that place.
Cool, then he's the only one. Because it's so horny here, I'm about to have sex with a couple at the next table, and they're both redheads, which is so gross.
Hold on a second. Hey, guys?
Yeah?
Perfect pick.
I mean, why did he even ask me out again?
Well, I kind of might have said...
I'm even more humiliated. You forced a gay guy to go out with me? Who am I? The girl with lupus at the prom?
Andy is not gay. He hasn't said one mean thing about strangers while I've been around him.
Well, then he's paralyzed from the waist down and hides it by walking. Okay, that's it. I'm leaving.
No, I'll come there. Maybe it'll help. You two were really hot when I was standing between you.
True. Okay, and hurry. I don't want to go home with the redheads. Why do they even let them in here?
Leaving here is probably a good idea anyway. If I stay any longer, I'm going to do something I'll have to pretend to regret.